Bill, could you start off with kind of now that you got a night to sleep on and talk about what is JJ?
Yeah, two good players, obviously, great players. And we feel terrible for them individually, you know, personally. It's tough to put in all the work that they put in, pour their hearts and soul into the thing, and then to have it, you know, have their seasons cut short because of an injury. It's tough. But, and that's a big but, you know, this football team understands that, it is the next man up philosophy. It's going to take an effort by a lot of different people to fill those roles. There were a lot of plays in last night's game that we're going to go teach here around noon, where we can get better, and we will get better. They're not canceling the season, John, you know, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season. We feel like, we've got a good football team. We got to shore some things up, but we're looking forward to getting ready for Cleveland.
Have you ever been through a situation in the past, Bill, where this caliber of player, you have to make this quick of the adjustment to fill their loss?
In the places that I've been, we've had injuries to major players, you know, like in New England 2008, obviously, but. Look, I think at the end of the day, that's why you try to put together as good a roster as you can, and you have some guys that can come in there and do the job, and it's not going to be one guy. You know, it'll be multiple guys. It'll be schematic. It'll be all different things that go into it from a coaching staff perspective and a playing perspective. But like I said, we're excited about it. I mean, we're excited about the fact that, you know, we've got a lot of season left, and we've got a lot to teach off of this film, and we're looking forward to getting going.
Is that when you take an extra look at the versatility of different things, guys?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to have a different – you know, everybody has a different skill set up front. You got guys that can do different things. They can play inside. They can play on the edge. They can help you on special teams. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that guys do. So, we're like I said, that's what we're getting ready to get going to do this afternoon. No. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's no doubt that JD will be a guy that we count on to play real well for us. You know, he plays very hard. He's been practicing well. And obviously he's a guy that whether JJ and Whitney were there or not, he's a guy that we really rely on to play at a high level. And that's not going
to
change.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you personally, since you know these guys so well, obviously Lincoln's going to be not as long come back from JJ. How do you feel personally on not just a, well, maybe on a coach-player relationship since JJ had to do this again?
Yeah, I can't tell you I feel bad. I mean, I can't express it any other way. I mean, I've gotten to know this guy and these guys over the last 4 years. They mean a lot to me personally. I've asked them to do a lot of different things. I've asked them to be leaders. I've asked them to put a lot of time into this thing. I've asked them to play different positions. I've personally asked them to be here in the off season and be here every day, and they've done it. You know, and I owe a lot to them for buying into that, and they've played at a very high level for us. You know, like I said, the deal in this league, though, is that the train doesn't stop moving. You know, the train keeps going, and that's the deal with the league. That's what makes the NFL what it is. And these guys that are there, you know, they're going to have to step in. And like I said to James, it's going to be multiple guys. That's not going to be – you don't replace J.J. Watt or Whitney Mercilus with one guy. I mean, it's just – that's ridiculous. So it's going to be a lot of different guys that are going to chip in to help. And you know, I think the coaching staff needs to do a great job, too. Well, I think at the end of the day, last year was last year, but I do think that, we've got a very strong coaching staff here. We've got, a lot of good players in that locker room, a lot of good role players, a lot of guys that really understand our defense. So, you know, we're expecting our guys to go out and play well.
On those third and longs yesterday, after watching the film, was it as simple as Alex just escaping the pocket?
It really was. I mean, I think we've got to do a much better job of keeping these especially these mobile guys in the pocket. I mean, we let them out of the pocket probably 10 times, Paul. And it wasn't just on third down. And when you let guys out of the pocket, you know, they're very dangerous guys. We're seeing it with our team, with Deshaun. You know, you get these guys out on the edge that can throw and run. It's hard to stop, and we've got to do a much better job of that.
You adjust with the weapons that you have. Dylan Cole and Zach Cunningham were flying all over
the
I
think both those guys are playing pretty well. You know, for young players that it's their first year in the league. I mean, both those guys really understand our defense. They both can run. They both can hit. You know, they play very hard. They help us on special teams. So yeah, I would expect those guys to continue to improve and play a big role in our defense. There's no doubt about it, John. When you got a guy like that, and look, I know he's only a 22-year-old rookie, and you know he's learning every day, and you know he's got the poise and the demeanor that he has and the ability that he has. You know, I think our team needs to understand that, and to understand that you know you got this guy under center and the shotgun out there playing for you. You got a chance in every single game, no doubt about it. Yeah, he's played well. He's worked very hard in the offseason. Then he got hurt, and he worked very hard to get back from the injury, worked very hard to get back. I mean, he had a pretty significant injury there with the collarbone. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit. You know, he's a really good route runner. He's worked hard in the weight room to be stronger, to improve his hands. And you know, he's got great speed. And we've just got to continue to try to move him around, do different things with him, but he's playing at a very high level.
You mentioned Watson's a rookie, he's 22, but I want your opinion on the deep ball to Fuller when he avoids the strip sack, puts the ball in the other hand, puts it back.
It's good coaching, James. That's what that is. It's no question. That's a joke. I know you guys laughed, but yeah. Yeah, he's a very instinctive player. We have to protect better. I mean, there's certain times, and there were times where we protected really well, and he has to read the route better, you know. So there's give and take on both sides. But in that on that particular play, I mean, he's a very instinctive guy. He can keep his eyes down the field while avoiding the rush, which is a very very hard thing to teach. It's a very hard thing to do, and then he has the confidence in his arm and in his receivers to put the ball where they need to be able to go make a play, especially on, you know, almost a 50-yard play right there. So it was a great play by him and a great play by Will, and, you know, it's really, really a good play to build off of.
Offensively, there have been a lot of plays of play where there's been a guy in motion, usually been like Bruce Ellington, and I don't know what the terminology is exactly for it, but is this something that is maybe some sort of throwback to your time at like Georgia Tech? Because misdirection seems to be really helping out the running
game. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I've been – personally been coaching for 25 years or 24 years, whatever it is, and Mike Devlin's been coaching about as long as me, John Perry as long as me. You know, we all kind of got into coaching at the same time. Mike was at Toledo. Johnny Perry's been in a lot of different places where they did a lot of different things. New Hampshire, one place in particular. Obviously the places where I was at with Ralph Friedge and some of the things we did with him. Even Mark Whipple, you know, some of the things we did with him. So we're kind of drawing from a lot of different things, and we're not trying to do too much. We're just thinking back to where we've been, and we're also trying to take advantage of the skill set of Deshaun. You know, we're trying to make sure that we maximize the things that he can do but not overload him. And we're also, you know, looking at some of the things he did, where he's been, obviously. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to improve on that. Yeah, the Chiefs do a great job. Give them a lot of credit. Andy Reid's a great football coach, great play caller. They do a lot of different things with Alex to be able to get the ball on the perimeter of the defense but also still have an inside running game. It's very difficult to defend, and there's no doubt that there's teams throughout the league doing it. You know, I know Dallas is doing some of it with Dak, and, you know, there's a lot of teams really doing a great job with that stuff.
Coverage, right now, sort of,
Yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot of it comes down to just making sure that we get back to combining the rush with the coverage. You know, I think sometimes when you're off in one area, you know, maybe you have good coverage, but you're not getting home. You can't cover them forever, or vice versa. You know, you're giving the guy a lot of you're rushing the guy, but the coverage is a little off. And I think that's something where we have to communicate better, and we just all have to do a better job, coaching and playing. We have to have a really good week of practice this week to get all those things cleaned up.
You know, what does it mean to you as a play caller to know you can make big plays now where you've been limited in the past, and now you're having more explosive plays? Does that open up things for you as a play caller?
I mean, I think we got to figure out a way to win. That's one thing. So I'm not happy, but there are certain things that I think we can really build on with this football team. And I think it's my job to make sure this football team understands that, and you know, in all three phases, and that being one of the phases that you're talking about, you know, I think that, I really think this offense can really get cooking if we can shore some things up and get people really focusing on doing their jobs. You know, I think we have a chance to be pretty good. I mean, we've been good, but not consistent, and we have to be more consistent. Yeah, I think consistency is big. I think we've run the ball well with some of the things that we've been able to do running game-wise. I think our passing game has looked really, really good at times, but other times not, a little bit off. And I think we've got to get more consistent with our passing game, and that involves me, starts with me, and then getting the players to really get on the same page and be a little crisper in all areas, protection, route running, reads, all those different things. But I think if we can clean some things up in both areas, run game and passing game. I think we can really get going.
Bill, can you talk about how Watson keeps you in any game? We've shown that. If he isn't as poised as he is like within a normal rookie, do you worry about that pressure that it puts on you, that you see the poise that Deshaun has, and you feel like he can handle that?
Yeah, no, I think he's, like I've said from day one with him, he's got an excellent demeanor. He's a very poised guy. But I think at the same time, he's learning all the time. I mean, he's only, you know, played in whatever it is, four and a half games basically, and we have to understand that. You know, we can't. When I say what I said, I'm not talking about overloading him with 180 plays in a game plan. I'm just saying that this guy's a competitor. He never believes that the game's over, and he's all about winning. He doesn't care about stats. He cares about one thing, and that's winning and getting his team in the end zone. And that's really what you mark a quarterback by. You judge a quarterback by the amount of times they can get their team in the end zone and how much they win. And I think that's what he's all about.